This goes to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, fax 989-875-5168, and Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Wetzel, W-E-T-Z-E-L, date of birth July 3rd of 1943. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Wetzel with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which worsened over the last year. We did have a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder done, and that was done February 15th of this year. It showed a slightly small right kidney at 9.4 centimeters, with a possible angiomyolipoma of 1.5 centimeters in the right kidney. Left kidney was closer to normal size at 9.9 with a small simple cyst in the lower pole of that kidney. A pre-void urinary bladder volume was 707 cc's, and the post-void residual was measured at 74 cc's, but the radiologist read that as significant. Anything less than 100 mls or cc's is generally not significant. So we've asked the radiologist to review review this ultrasound and actually make sure that the post-void volume is 74. If it is higher than that, the patient will need a referral to urology for further evaluation. But we have put the request in, and the radiologist will be reviewing the study and clarifying the actual post-void residual volume for us. If they're calling 74 cc's significant, we're questioning what they mean by that, because generally less than 100 cc's is not significant urinary post-void residual. So that will follow soon. And the patient and his daughter understand that we will get a reread on that, and we'll let them know the results of that. He's feeling well. He still works for the the grain elevator 5 days a week in Middleton, and he's feeling very well, he states. Review of systems is otherwise negative. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril 40 milligram daily, and otherwise it is unchanged from his consultation January 31st of this year. Labs, we had lab studies done January 31st. After he left our office, he went right to the lab and had his labs checked. Creatinine had improved from 2.0 to 1.9. Estimated GFR was 35. Albumin 4.3. Calcium is 9.6. Sodium 139. Potassium was higher. Previous level was 5.1. This was 5.3. Carbon dioxide 26. Magnesium was 1.4. Phosphorus is 3.3. Parathyroid hormone 42. Free light chains, the kappa free light chains were slightly elevated at 3.11, and that generally goes along with chronic kidney disease. The lambda and the ratio were normal. And urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. We did check a urine protein to creatinine ratio. That was mildly elevated at 0.19. His hemoglobin was 13.1 with a normal white count and normal platelets. And as previously stated, the kidney ultrasound revealed the angiomyolipoma in the slightly smaller than normal right kidney, but also it stated there was significant post-void residual of 74 cc's from the start of 707 cc's. So I'm wondering about the measurement. We need to have that clarified, and we're waiting for that. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine level, slightly improved. We have a questionable kidney ultrasound result with possible significant post-void residual. We'll wait for the rereading of that and the re-clarification of the post-void residual volume. If it's 74 cc's, then that is insignificant. If it's higher than that, he may need a referral to doctor or a urologist of his choice. Three, hypertension is well controlled. We will continue to have the patient have lab studies monthly. He will follow a low potassium diet since he has mild hyperkalemia. And we would like to continue the maximum dose of lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, if possible. We're also going to schedule him for a six-month follow-up kidney ultrasound just to make sure that angiomyolipoma is stable and not progressing. His sister was recently diagnosed with kidney cancer and did require a nephrectomy for treatment. So although angiomyolipoma is generally not malignant, a six-month follow-up for that kidney ultrasound would be an appropriate intervention. And the patient will be rechecked in this practice in the next 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.